Hello, everyone. My name is André. And first of all, I would like to thank to Fundación Rafael del Pino for the invitation, and to Aguilar, and also to Pangea, to Pablo, all the team, the amazing crew he has here, and also to Mohamed and Tomas, Katia, that are very, very inspiring. I'm actually very, very proud and honored to be here in the middle of such inspiring people. So I will talk about a little bit about my story, my personal story. And I hope that in the end of this 15 minutes that I have, that we could all learn something or at least take something home. So my name is André Leonardo, like I've told you, and I was born in the middle of the Atlantic. I was born in the Azores Islands, Los Azores, which is a paradise. I used to say to my friends that I won the jackpot before I was born. So has anyone been there, actually? No? Okay. Awesome place. Green, whales, dolphins. Paradise, right? This is actually a volcano. It's the only place in the world where you're inside the volcano. It's amazing. You should go there and you can look at it online. So I was born in this paradise in a very large family. And my mom and dad, they always kind of forced me to do things differently. And as you can see, I was small, maybe even cute, blonde, blue eyes. And I was using that to do mess with everyone and to try different things. So actually, I started my first business when I was 6. Why? Because I wanted to buy this chewing gums. Actually, this was kind of an innovation because it had a liquid on the center. And I asked my parent, my father, can you please buy me this chewing gum? And he told me, no, I'm not going to do it. You have to work. You can wash my car. You can, I don't know, just think about it. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to wash the car. It was a Sunday. Next day, I went to school on Monday. I was living very close to the school. So 3:30, school is over. I came back home and I start thinking about what I'm going to do. I look to the garden. I grabbed a scissor and I went to the garden and I took all the flowers. I put the flowers in, imagine, like flower, 6-year-old kid. I put all the flowers inside the backpack and I went door to door to my neighbors. And as you can see, as I show you on the pictures, I was kind of cute, so that was my main differentiation. They bought me all the flowers. At the end of the afternoon, I went to the local supermarket and I told him, hey, I want this in chewing gums. You know what? 2 packs of chewing gums. I came home. My mom was there. You don't imagine when she saw that the backyard has no flowers. It was not pretty. But that was my first business, and while I was young, I had so many initiatives that I could tell you. We will need 2 hours to talk about it. Then I went to the university. I moved from Azores to Lisbon. And that was the first time that I realized that all of this desire to create things, to make things happen, this has a name. Entrepreneurship. I've learned that it's a subject. There's a lot of articles about it, a lot of people that are saying great things about it, a lot of role models. And it was also the time where it's like 2010, and I'm sure you remember social economic crisis. It was start hitting Portugal and Spain. I'm sure you remember taxes were getting higher. Everyone was talking about economic crisis. And as a solution for that, we needed to promote entrepreneurship. Okay, so I was at university and I decided, okay, I have to contribute. I have to do something for my country. I have to do something. What can I do? People were unmotivated. People were tired of, important people talking about economy and politics. But for the normal human being, that seemed something very far away. I felt that people needed real examples. So I decided first, organize international events, and I've done it in the Azores. In an island with 50,000 people, I organized this event. 600 people attended to the event. Tickets sold out 15 days before the event. It was crazy. And just to give you a few examples with international speakers, this is Benfica president. I'm sure you know Benfica soccer team. This lady is called Sandra Correia. She's the top CEO in Portugal. She won the best entrepreneur in Europe 2011. She's using cork to manufacture bags and umbrellas and so on. This here is Manuel Ramos. Manuel, he manufactures kayaks and he exports kayaks all over the world. This guy here is Garrett McNamara. He's a world-class surfer, huge waves. It was full of great speakers, and me and my team, we used to say that this was the biggest conference in the world. Why? Because in an island with 50,000 people, 600 attended to the event, it's more than 1% of the population. Can you imagine 1% of US population or Brazil? I guess it would be like a Guinness World Record. So we say that at our proportion, we got the award. After that, I decided, okay, what can I do more? I want to reach more people. I want to inspire more and in a more deeply way. So I decided to, okay, I was at home, I was at my couch, and I grabbed a piece of paper and a pencil, and I decided, okay, I'm going to travel around the world. And I'm going to countries like US and Canada, and I'm also going to countries like Kenya or Tanzania. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to report real stories of entrepreneurs. I'm going to show how this Indian guy started and how he is now. What was the path? And I hope that by reporting all of these stories, I could inspire people to do the same. That was my idea, but it actually took me 2 years to make it happen. I was a guy that was used to travel from Los Açores to Lisbon, Lisbon, Açores. So I was not Africa, India. That's, I mean, way far from me. Money, zero. Rich parents, no. So, first of all, for 2 years, I met with potential sponsors. I talked to 97 organizations. At the end, 7 of them decided to sponsor me. It was 90 no's to get 7 yeses. I also sold everything I own. I mean, I didn't own much, but I sold everything. And then I also made a crowdfunding campaign. And I didn't have the money I wanted. The budget was very short, but I decided to go on the tour. I've also been invited by the Lisbon municipality to be the first ambassador for Lisbon as a startup city, which is something that I'm also very honored. And let's travel around the world. So I started in Lisbon, Azores, Czech Republic, Israel, Palestine, Kenya, Tanzania, Mozambique, India, Nepal, Hong Kong, Macau, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Australia, Japan, then Mexico, Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Silicon Valley in US, Seattle, US, Toronto in Canada, Boston, New York, and Rhode Island in US, England, and back home. So it was 1 year traveling alone, taking only a backpack and a camera. Okay? And now I'm going to show you a few images. So this is me in Kenya with the local people. Here in Singapore, I'm just going to show you a few images. In Singapore, here Taj Mahal, India. Here in Thailand with a small cat. Here with one of the most amazing entrepreneurs in Portugal. It's called Rui Nabeiro. He started a small coffee company and now it's an international company, employs a lot of people in Portugal. Here on Facebook, this is Belle. She's a Brazilian entrepreneur, very inspiring girl. Here in Mozambique with the CEO of Mozabank. I've been in those, you know, those the things that we see on the movies. In India, those bus full of people, it's like that, or maybe even worse. For you to have an idea, for 1 year, I spoke to my parents on over Skype only 3 times. My mom was crazy about it. because I was saving money, and believe me, everything happened to me. I was robbed, everything happened. What can you find all over the world that is cheap? You can find tuna. So I became number one chef cooking tuna. Tuna with rice, tuna with pasta, tuna sandwich, just tuna with tuna. About the media coverage, it was amazing. Here am I in Kenya talking over Skype to Portugal no Coração, which is a program in the Portuguese national television. Here in Africa too. Here I'm in TV Sibuka, which is the TV network in Tanzania. And as you can see, it's all about innovation and all about... I mean, many magazines from the Boston Globe to TV Sibuka, Portuguese networks. I could put a lot of logos here because it was really, really amazing. And in total, 12 months, 23 countries, more than 126,000 kilometers, and I've spoke to more than 100 people. And now I bring you three little stories just for you to check what kind of people I've talked about. So this guy is called Ricardo. He's Portuguese. I met him in Lisbon. Ricardo, born with no physical problems, he was actually a very energetic guy. And one of those days when Ricardo was 15, he was at the beach just playing with the friends, and then something went terribly, terribly wrong, and Ricardo is now tetraplegic. Okay, so he cannot move his legs. He has. It's difficult for him to move and to control his hands and his arms. I would like to tell you that Ricardo now is 39 years old. He's the CEO of six companies, four in Lisbon, one in Évora, and one in the United Kingdom. He employs more than 60 people. He's married and he has a son. And when I asked him, how can you do these things? I mean, this is crazy. He told me, I was going to take a picture. Imagine Ricardo here, and I was going to take a picture with my phone, like this. And he told me, no, put the phone like this. And I was like, okay. I took the picture and asked him why. And he told me, I want everyone to see this chair. I want everyone to see me. Because this is not an excuse. I have all your problems, more my physical problems, and I'm doing it. People in your generation don't do it because they don't want. They don't have the desire, they don't have the will to and the passion to go for it. So Ricardo really left a mark on me, and he's what I call a superman. He's one of the most inspiring entrepreneurs I've ever met. In business, yes, but especially in life, because I believe that entrepreneurship is an attitude. Now, I'm going to tell you a very different story. This guy is the Indian Cristiano Ronaldo. Why? I was in India with my backpack, everything very confused. So, and this guy, suddenly, from nowhere, he touched me here in the neck. And I look back and he says, can I clean your ears? What? And he asked me, where are you from? And I said, Portugal. And he said, oh, okay. I am the Cristiano Ronaldo of cleaning ears. Okay? Can I clean your ears? And I was like, no, you can't. I mean, this is crazy. Imagine that we go to Plaza Mayor, clean ears to everyone. I mean, it's crazy. Actually, let me show you how it works. So the swab is here, ready to clean any ear that passes by. And here, down is the towel that he uses. If on one side this is crazy, on the other side we spoke for a few minutes and I asked him why. Why? And he told me, you know, Andre, here people, the government does not support us. We don't have like unemployment fees, we don't have NGOs that can help us. There's so many people and we are poor. So what I can tell is that I need to bring some money home. I need to put food on the table. I have a wife, I have two kids. I need to make things happen. And he told me this, he told me, here you only have one rule. You have to do it. If you don't do it, you don't eat. And for me, this was very shocking because I'm used to do a business plan and then all of that. You don't have business plans over there. And I used to think that, man, I was born in Portugal. It's such a nice place. We have, you know, governments, foundations, programs, acceleration programs. We have everything. What am I complaining about? Also want to tell you this story. This guy is named Kennedy. I met him in Kenya. I was in Nairobi and I was going to visit Kibera. Kibera is one of the biggest slums in the world. Okay, and I was going there and I was a little lost. And I met Kennedy on the way. And I asked him, oh, I'm going to Kibera, can you help me? And he told me, yes, I actually live there. So we are 1 kilometer away. So you can come with me and we can, you know, I can drop you whatever you want. So we start walking and he was like smiling. Why? Because I'm from the same country as Cristiano Ronaldo. The guy was super happy. And he started asking me, hey, I asked him, oh, how's life in Kibera? And he told me, oh, life is great over there. I mean, I really like to live there because people are free. As you can see, the houses are, you know, packed, but I'm very close to my family all the time. It's amazing. I really like to live there. And then he showed me his house, very similar to this. So floor was dirt, okay, mud walls, some metal sheets on the top, on the roof. He was very happy saying that, oh, I have a room. And his room was like just a small bed on the corner. He also told me that he has a sofa. And the sofa is just a broken sofa on the ground. And I asked him, how about the bathroom? And he told me, oh, here in Kibera, we don't use bathrooms. We just use some plastic bag and then we throw it away. So what you see in Kibera, it's something like this. And I was seeing all of this and probably like you, I was very impressed, very like, I mean, I've never seen that. And suddenly the guy asks me, how's life in Portugal, in Europe? And I was like, life in Portugal. And I said something like this, it's great. The weather is nice. We have this and this. And besides of the economic crisis, things are, you know, starting to improve. And his face went from this to this. And he was like, crisis, oh, okay, but how many times do you eat? He continued, because last time there was a crisis here in Kibera, me and my family, we were only eating one time a week. How are you? I don't know about you, but about me, this puts life into perspective. I no longer complain. I can actually tell that I was never in crisis, never. Maybe I don't have the money to go out for dinner every day. I can eat with my family at home. Maybe I don't have the money to, you know, go all around the world and vacation with, but what if taking a train and go from Madrid to Barcelona or Barcelona to Valencia or Sevilla, that's bad? No, that's awesome. What am I complaining about? This story really left a mark on me. I learned with all of this that difficult is different from impossible. What? A tetraplegic guy starting a company, actually 6 companies, that's impossible. No, it's actually very difficult, but it's not impossible. I really believe in faz acontecer, make it happen. Haz que ocurra. Is this correct Spanish? Que ocurra. And this is what my project is all about. It's about spread the world about entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship as a way of life. Because I believe, I really don't like the when people say that entrepreneurship is starting companies. It's not. Entrepreneurship could be starting a company, but you can also work for someone else and you're an entrepreneur. Or you can be an entrepreneur in your life, doing things that you're passionate about. Look at the world tour. I mean, I had nothing. I have not created a company. I was not working for someone else. I was just trying to do a personal project, but in order to do it, I had to be an entrepreneur. I had to fight for everything. So I see entrepreneurship as a way of life. And actually, in this unpredictable world that we're living, that our generation is living, we need to be to become entrepreneurs. We need to fight for everything because things are not going to be easy. The good thing of it is that if you want, if you really want, you don't have to pay taxes to become an entrepreneur. You don't have to, I don't know, ask for permission. You just need to want that. You just need to start. You just need to get out of your couch and start doing things. It only depends on you. And also, it's about traveling because, you know, while I was traveling, I was out of my comfort zone too many times. I've learned a lot. I've learned that whatever the problem is, I have to find a solution. And once again, in this uncertain world, we need to look for solutions because problems will be all over us. But the way we solve them, the way we face them, it's what differentiates us. Okay, so after the world tour, let me see. Okay, I've launched this book in the end of last year called Faz Acontecer, which I selected the most inspirational stories I found all over the world. A lot of people in Portugal are reading this book. This guy is Guilherme, he's 13 years old. He started a social media network called Netchal, very inspiring guy. And this is my oldest reader, my grandfather, 86 years old, and he's reading my book and he's full of energy. He learned how to use the computer a few days ago. I'm going to a lot of TV interviews to spread the word, to spread this inspiration that I want to spread on this young generations. I'm going to events, many events, as I lost my voice 2 weeks ago, and this is the pill that I'm taking to, so I could talk. Well, I hope I could make you think a little bit about entrepreneurship, about the way I face life. Thank you very much.